been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the January the 27th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I have my voice back. Had a little scratchy voice there. Needed a little rest, but man, I'm back stronger than ever. And the market, unfortunately, is weakening here. We'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, you got the Dow down 432 points. Now, remember, with it being at 31,000, 422 points is not like it was, several years ago when the Dow was at 16,000, okay? 430 points translates to just 1.4%. So you got to keep that in mind. It's all about the percentages. It's still no fun. The NASDAQ has actually come back quite a bit. The NASDAQ was down 300. It's cut its loss in half just in the last 5 minutes. Oh, man, I'm going to need some Dramamine today. 13,476. The NASDAQ down 152. That translates to just 1.1%. The S&P down 1.4%, hanging out at the 3,800 block of S&P 500 Street. It's down 53 right now. Russell 2K, there's the big damage, down 2.8%, that small cap rally coming unglued here today. It's at 2,089. Crude oil down 69 cents, 51.92 on the crude oil markets today. We've got gold down $17. Funny that gold doesn't react more in this environment we're in right now, but it doesn't. Silver down 68 cents, 24.85. Oh, boy, you got to move into the bond market. I'll bet our bond fund's doing well. Paul's over there celebrating and resting his voice after three straight days of radio. It's at 1.00 is where the 10-year. That's down quite a bit. And our friends over at the Bitcoin markets, where are they at today? Out to lunch, down $2,162 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And what is turning into some pretty wild action in the market? And, I told my live trading audience today and my subscribers, you're going to hear from me a lot today. This is what I'm here for, days like today. And just like any other day, you have to take it one stock at a time. To ask me a question like, why is this stock down 2% today? Is it okay? Well, you know what? You got to look at the market environment today. We're down 418 points on the Dow right now. But you know what? It has come back quite a bit since the nasty open. I have been warning about valuations on the S&P 500 and the Dow. And I've also been warning about where this current administration will go with fiscal policy. And I think it's almost a sure deal. Maybe not next year. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we will see it. We probably will see it in 2022. We could start to see tax hikes. But I think they need to see a little stronger economy than this right now. We're still suffering from COVID. We still have initial jobless claims coming in at 700,000-800,000 every week. So we'll see where we go from here. I know that Janet Yellen has always been a pretty calming influence in times like this, and very, very, very dovish. We've had a real casino in the market. The last time I saw this, there's no question about it, the year 2000, late 1999, the year 2000. It's all you had to do was mention that you were going to change your name and add a .com after the name. Dogfood.com, and your stock flew. Oh, my gosh, we got to get some of that. Or you split your stock 2-for-1, is not a positive or negative event. It's you're going to have twice as many shares at half the price. the sum is still the same. There were services that would alert you to a stock split coming, and they would run up in advance of that big news, that big stock split. There was definitely a casino-like atmosphere in those first few months of the year 2000. Feverish pitch. It wasn't just a few stocks. Like right now, it's limited to just a few stocks. But it is starting to spread out to the anything hydrogen fuel cell, anything green, anything solar, anything biofuel, anything wind. It is batteries, lithium, etc. It is infecting some of the sectors, but I'm not seeing Microsoft and the tech sector going to these giddy heights like it did in 2000. I mean, those were the mainstream stocks back then that were going to giddy heights. The one we're seeing going to giddy heights right now are more of these fringe type of stocks that are being tweeted about, texted about, discussed in the chat rooms on Reddit. I was reading an article yesterday in Bloomberg about how StockTwits, there's a whole penny stock gang on StockTwits. I'm not one of them. I'm on StockTwits. But I tweet about AMD and Microsoft and Qualcomm and big quality companies, not penny stocks, okay? But you know what? There was a lot of that going on in the year 2000. So we got to tread a little bit careful here. We've come a long way since last March and April. We've come a real long ways. And I was probably more bullish back in March and April of last year. I had to be one of the most bullish guys out there. I was not popular. Making calls that go against the grain don't make you popular. To be popular back then, you had to be predicting not a pandemic, but the Black Plague coming and a 1921 depression. That's what I was reading on StockTwits. That seemed to be the norm, those kinds of predictions. I was way outside the norm because I was clear at the other end of the pendulum. So you might want to listen to what I'm saying now. It's almost a year later. You know, COVID first started showing up in the mid to late January. It wasn't really, you know, the first things we heard were, it's not spread from human to human. It's just a little outbreak that should be easily contained. We've got it under control. I heard Larry Kudlow say that a few times. Well, it wasn't under control. It came to our shores and it went like wildfire. But that's not the biggest cause for concern today, right now. We seem to at least be making good progress on the fight against COVID. The Operation Warp Speed, getting those vaccines on the street, was number one that had to happen. And it happened. Now it's getting those vaccines into the necks. Where do they give it to you? In the arm, I guess? Yeah, in the shoulder there. I haven't had mine yet. I don't know. Give you a little jab there. They're jabbing as fast as they possibly can. I got to believe that eventually, as long as this thing doesn't mutate into something really bad, I got to believe that we're going to get a handle on this thing over the next 3 to 6 months, maybe. But what I'm more worried about right now in the market, number one, valuation. You've got a forward PE that's over 22.5. If we can continue to grow earnings here in the U.S. at the pace that we've been growing earnings for the last 4 to 5 years, actually for the last 12 years, then the market can continue to go higher and we could see a Dow or a S&P north of 4,000. But if that earnings growth begins to level off and then point down, and that would happen with the big tax hike on corporate America, which I think is coming, it's just a matter of when, not if, then we have to be really, really careful, okay? And this speculative action also is very disturbing to me, watching that a lot of times can be the indication of a market topping out. Now, there's nothing wrong with the market topping out and taking a break. I mean, look at how far it's come since last March. our business here at Gunderson Capital is probably up about 70, 80% since last March because of the calls we made. We've been in the right stocks. We hopefully continue to be in the right stocks. But this isn't March of 2020. This is January, almost February of 2021. This is a totally different market. There's totally different circumstances. We've had a major shift in the political winds from blowing west to blowing east. Okay, and that has a big impact on the markets also. Well, I'm here every day. I write my newsletter every week. I have my live trading. I'm going to get you through this, whatever comes. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, cooler heads starting to prevail here on Wall Street. The Dow now down just 1.2%. And the NASDAQ's down less than 1% right now. It's only down 0.9%. But it was a bloody open to the markets. I've always found, just a little hint, I've always found it's best to, you know, not to be doing a lot in the market in the first few hours. You know, I like to get a good sense of where we're headed. I like to look at maybe 500 charts, and then I have a good feeling for things. Well, I've probably looked at 100 so far since the market opened. I feel a lot calmer than I did when I saw the futures plunging this morning. I'm not really seeing very much damage at all in the charts of the market. I got to believe that the damage that is being done is probably in the more speculative area of the market, which was way overblown. Our emerging growth portfolio, which, well, it's not the more speculative. I mean, it's Amwell and Etsy and Fiverr. I mean, it's not like, you know, Bitcoin data miners and things like that. But it's up over 30% since the beginning of the year. This is only January the 27th. I mean, that's where you're going to first see a little bit of profit taking, I would think. We've got some stocks. We've got a triple in that portfolio. We have a quadruple in that portfolio. And believe it or not, Fiverr's up 477% since we bought it last May. Oh, my gosh, that portfolio is unbelievable. Teladoc's up 328%. You're not getting my newsletter every Saturday? Oh, man, shame on you. Shameless plug. GundersonCapital.com, 2 free weeks. You can see what's in it. Since I started this little portfolio, it has quadrupled the returns of the market since April 1st, 2019. But you got to see it yourself. You got to look at all the disclosures, all the disclaimers, the winners, the losers. Look at it in print. I'm just telling you that this market's a little bit frothy and it's been tilted towards the more speculative side of the market. Now, having said all of that, we're going to go through a little bit of this GameStop stuff. It's picking up steam, and there's a few other stocks involved here right now. AMC Theater. Well, who needs an action-packed movie at AMC Theater when you can just watch the chart of the stock and the battle going on between good and evil, the short sellers and the long sellers? Boy, you could go through a lot of popcorn just watching this baby play out. I mean, who's going to be the ultimate villain? Will Batman eventually save the short sellers? I don't know. It's a crazy little tug of war going on. You've got some kind of a gang on Reddit. They're calling them the Millennial Gang that involved taking on these large hedge funds like Citron Research and Andrew Left and others. And they're slaying them. These guys are bloodied, man. This is an epic battle superheroes, like, you know, look, with all the movies shut down right now, I guess there's no other video games to go play. You can't go to the video game parlors, and you can't go to these shooting parlors where you shoot each other with laser dots and this and that. They're playing at Wall Street right now, their entertainment. Well, we do have a lot of earnings coming in. We'll get to that. Durable goods growth slows in December. That's not a good sign. What do you think the Fed will do? What will the Fed announce tomorrow? I don't think you're going to see an interest rate hike. I think I could say that with pretty much surety. I'm sure he will say something, will our friend, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, about when he does expect to be starting to hike rates. There's also talk of a temper tantrum. We've been through a few of these. A taper tantrum. This is when they start tapering off on their buying of bond markets to prop up the bond market. Right now, the bond market doesn't really need propped up. It's at 1% right now. That's plenty low. I'm sure the Fed going forward will be more focused on inflation. And yes, we could see a little bit of inflation going forward. The alternative energy stocks, be fun to see how they're doing today. That's been one of the areas caught up in a lot of the speculative move. Fuel Cell, Plug Power, Westport, Ballard Power. And with the Biden administration talking about climate change and more climate change and going to all electric vehicles for the federal government, you've seen outsized moves and speculation in Workhorse, WKHS. I said blink charging was the chart of the day yesterday. If you blinked, you missed it. But it finished the day way up, BLNK. They make charging stations. Nikola had a good day yesterday. Lordstown Motors, Ride, they're the ones that make the electric truck for Electric Avenue over there in Lordstown, Ohio. Let's just check in on a few of these right now. Let's see how Ride is doing. Man, it's up 6% again today. Can you believe it? Let's check in on Workhorse. The thought there is that, wow, it's breaking loose today, up 10%. The thought there is they're going to get a big order for a lot of electric vehicles. How many cars does the federal government own? Barry and Paul, there's a math, I'm sure you can Google it. There's an answer just about to everything on Google. How many vehicles does the federal government own? Oh, it's quite a few, I would think. We're going to convert them all to electric. That should be good for General Motors. And they're talking about Workhorse being on the positive side of that and Ride, et cetera. So these stocks are flying again today. The solar stocks, let's check in on them. We can just look at the solar ETF, TAN. Oh, boy, finally a little profit taking there. It's down 3.6% today. There's been some red-hot ones there. The lithium stocks have been on fire here. Let's check in on Lithium America. Little profit taking, but guess what? They're buying the dip. After the close tonight, last night we had AMD and Microsoft, which we'll get to here in a bit. I thought Microsoft had stunning earnings. We own Microsoft, one of our biggest holdings in our, I know. Is it a stock of yesteryear? Is it a best stock now? It is a best stock now. It's remained a best stock now. It hasn't gone the way of IBM and Hewlett-Packard. Somehow it's managed to stay on top. Okay, I just got a tweet from Paul. The federal government owns 250,000 vehicles. Well, keep your eye on Ride. And here's the other thing. I've also heard them announce that they're going to buy all American cars. So that would cut out Boyd and Lee and XPEV and all the others. Looks like more Lordstown. Maybe they'll buy some Teslas for those guys running around checking your, delivering the mail or checking your gas meters or whatever. I don't know. But it looks like right now Ride and Workhorse are a couple to keep your eye on. Okay, a lot of individual stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, the market has continued to recover here. We're still down about 1% or so. I mean, that's no big deal. It was a bloody open to the market. It was a bloody bad open, but it's come back quite a bit here. Now, we're going to get some more earnings tonight. Last night, I would say the two biggest reports were Microsoft, oh, maybe Starbucks, definitely AMD. Those were the three big ones. But tonight, you're going to get one of the biggest of the big ones, another one of the FANG stocks. Apple will report tonight after the close. In times past, I can remember when that was the report that everybody listened for and waited for. It still is a big one. Probably one of the top five. Nowadays, it seems like it's Tesla. How many cars came off the assembly line at Tesla? That's what everybody's waiting with bated breath for. Tonight, we're going to get out earnings from Apple. Well, I see Lam Research, Facebook. Okay, well, there you go. Another big one there with Facebook. So two FANG stocks reporting after the close. The vaccine, well, maybe there's some good news there. Johnson & Johnson, they would become the fourth supplier of a vaccine. Johnson & Johnson expects to release COVID-19 vaccine results next week. I hope you can apply it with a Q-tip. I don't know about that. I don't like those nasty shots in the arm. Johnson & Johnson expects to release COVID-19 vaccine results next week. CFO tells CNBC. AMC Entertainment. Okay, let's check in on that one. AMC, a nearly bankrupt movie chain that wasn't helped by COVID, is up 251% right now. The Reddit crowd, the Robin Hood crowd's got a hold of this one. It is currently up 250%. Let's check in on GameStop, GME. It is up $134 per share today, GameStop, GME. If you're short this stock, there's nothing more painful than this. I'm not short this stock. I wouldn't want to be. But the Citron Researches of the world and some of these other guys that are pride themselves and betting against stocks are just getting clobbered here in these two. What do you think should be done about this? You know, I guess I don't know. I mean, one side of me says let the free markets work. Let them fight it out. Let them duke it out. But and the other side of me says, you know what, there's a lot of manipulation here taking place, too, that maybe the SEC ought to look into who's behind all of this. There's some illegal stuff going on here, pumping and dumping and hyping and whatnot. What else do we have here today? Well, another one caught up in all of this. Let's see how it's doing today is Best Buy. No, not Best Buy. Bed Bath & Beyond. Bed Bath & Beyond is up 17% today, a struggling bricks-and-mortar retailer. All right, let's see what else we've got going on here today. There's been here's another example of some froth, EasyGo. You ever hear of that one? EasyGo, EasyGo. What do they make? Electric bikes in China. Now, you know that one had to be a hot IPO when it came out yesterday. It soared 322%. Oh, good Lord, it's down 28% today. It's a wild thing. It debuted at $4. It went clear up to $25 yesterday. EasyGo electric bikes. EasyGo, if you want to play that one. Blink was up huge yesterday. How's Blink doing today? BLNK. They make charging stations. Well, if the federal government's got 250,000 vehicles and they want to replace them all over time, I'm sure it's going to be a transition. I mean, I can't see it all happening at once. So I think there's a lot too much hype there right now. But that's not stopping the buying and Blink Charging, which makes charging equipment and charging stations, BLNK. It's now a $62 stock. Just about a year ago, it was a dollar $1 per share. Then you had the big move in Beyond Meat yesterday. Pepsi teaming up with Beyond Meat. No, they're not going to make vegetable or plant-based Pepsi, but they're going to team up. Pepsi, you know, has also got some other businesses that are more food-oriented, and they're going to form a joint venture partnership with Pepsi, Beyond Meat. They seem to be the biggest player here in this plant-based food. Archer Daniel Midland. Now, I want to bring this up. Remember the old discussion, the debate in Econ 101 and Econ 201, guns versus butter? How much of your economy, you got so much money to spend? Well, that was then. This is now. I remember back then you had to stay within your budget. You've got this much money to spend every year. How much do you want to spend on programs and stuff for people? How much do you want to spend on guns and defense? The old guns versus butter debate. Well, now you got a new debate. Farmland. Growing crops, okay? Should farmland be basically used to grow food or to grow fuel? What do you mean by that, Mr. Gunderson? Well, there's a big move right now, and I'm watching. There's some ETFs out there to keep your eye on. There's one for corn, CORN. There's one for wheat, WEAT. There's one for soybeans. There's another one that kind of covers the whole market basket of the grains, JJG. Grain prices are moving up considerably higher here. Now, you've got a limited amount of farmland. China would love to have the farmland that we have. Who's the number one owner, private owner, of farmland in America? I'm sure you're thinking at some big Montana rancher or somebody from some big farming family. No, it's Bill Gates is the biggest private owner of farmland. What's he going to do with all that farmland? Well, you know what? I'm seeing huge moves in biofuel stocks that convert. For instance, I saw one company, it's been flying lately. They make plastic out of canola oil. Okay, so using the farmland to grow canola and then converting it to oil, which is then used to make plastics and fuel. The airline industry last week said, no, it was Boeing actually that said, within a few years they'll have jets that fly, that can fly on either jet fuel, regular jet fuel, or biofuel, which comes from plants for the most part, plant-based. What's recycled French fry grease? It depends on who made the French fry, but probably from canola oil and this kind of thing. Those jets use up a lot of fuel. And I would just say, you know, we got to remember that farmland, let's not forget that the staple of life is grain, wheat, and whatnot. That has to be taken into consideration, too. Now, in addition to this, ethanol. Brazil pretty much has a 100% ethanol-run transportation system. Ethanol comes from corn. And once again, now you've got a new debate, not guns versus butter. You don't want to sell yourself short on food to feed the planet with your farmland. That's just something to keep an eye on. Overstock is another stock caught up in all of this madness. Overstock has been a Bitcoin miner. They've been all over the place. The CEO of Overstock, the former one, I could never quite understand, Patrick Byrne. That stock is all of a sudden caught up in this mania. But Bank of America says, well, we just need to think of it as a couch and furniture stock. All right. I guess they're back to what they're. Now, another area that's caught up in all of this are a lot of just your traditional utilities. Let's not forget that NextEra, NEE, is one of the biggest owners of solar and alternative energy properties in the world. Dominion Resources, another one. these companies are kind of being overlooked as solar stocks. You're seeing multiples on the solar stocks soar to the sun, and you're seeing these utilities like NextEra, who have more solar exposure than a lot of these small solar stocks. I think there's some good buys in the utility industry. We own NextEra, which is NEE. Now, when we come back, I've got several individual stocks to talk about that I haven't talked about before. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Crazy Hour. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? I played that song because it refers to what I'm able to do as a money manager that not every money manager is able to do. It's the word unconstrained. I don't have to be fully invested. I don't have to be in all large cap growth stocks. I don't have to be in all U.S. stocks. I can go wherever I want to go as an unconstrained money manager. That was pretty much one of Bill Gross's advantages that he had, and that's why he found himself on top of the bond fund managers. He, without question, was the best bond fund manager of all time, but he was unconstrained as a bond manager. He could even put in some short hedges and whatnot, and I can do the same thing. I like being unconstrained. I just don't like having my hands tied. Now, if I was working for Ameriprise or LPL or one of these big firms, Merrill Lynch or whatever, they're not going to let me be unconstrained. They're not even going to let me near a radio microphone. Oh, are you kidding me? No, they don't want. Were they going to let a guy at McDonald's toast the buns and throw a little secret sauce of his own on there? No, not at all. They're going to make him follow the recipe, even if it is a mediocre product. Well, I'm going to talk about a few other stocks just to be aware of, and then I'm going to get to my featured stock of the day here. We got to keep our eye on DPW. DPW, that's a little flyer all of a sudden. Caught up in the power electric business. They are in the charging business. Wall mount charging systems. DPW, we'll keep an eye on them. I have a little list of stocks that I keep on my watch list. We've got one other one maybe here. We'll keep our eye on SPI Energy. They're going to spin off Phoenix Motor Cars, another EV maker. But my featured stock of the day is one you probably never heard of, Microsoft. Oh, you have heard of it. Okay, Microsoft 1 year ago was ranked at number 97 out of 5,600, 97. In my Best Stocks Now app.com. How has it done over the last 12 months? Well, I'm pretty happy. It's up, over the last 12 months, it's up 40%. The market during that same period of time is up 17%. Listen to this. You know that over the last 3 years, Microsoft, which is a dividend payer, not only do I own it in my premium growth portfolio, premier growth, I also own it in my dividend and growth portfolio because it does pay a dividend yield, which is currently about 1%. But over the last 3 years, believe it or not, this stock has averaged 52% per year total return, while the market has delivered 11% per year. You know, I mean, most companies the size of Microsoft and how long they've been around, by this point in their lifetime, would be semi-retired, paying a big dividend and not growing anymore, like IBM, Hewlett-Packard, AT&T. I could go on and on. it's pretty hard to stay on top and continue growing, but Microsoft is a rare bird. It has done just that, and the app separates it from the rest of the pack. In fact, Microsoft has continued to grow their earnings by 19% per year. People always say, I wish I could find the next Microsoft. Well, what about the current Microsoft? It was $34 a share in 2014. $34 a share. Now it's $240 per share. I wish I could find the next Microsoft. Well, my five-year target price on Microsoft right now is about $400. Let's call it $400 after they beat today. And it's currently trading at $240. But even more impressive than that is on a technical basis, on kind of a sour day in the market, it's coming back. My stomach is not churning nearly as much as when the stock market opened. It only took one tum to get things settled down. Microsoft is breaking out right now to an all-time high. Breaking out through resistance of 232. It's now at 242. And it's a 1.8 trillion dollar company. Is it going to be our first $2 trillion company? Where's Apple these days? Oh, no, Apple's a 2.4. And Apple's going to report after the close tonight. Now, I would say this about Apple. Everybody says, I'm looking for the next Apple. Apple's trading at an all-time high today, $143.59. Apple is currently ranked, it's fallen a little bit here recently, but it's had a heck of a run. Why? Because Apple is now in the EV business, electric car business. I think Microsoft needs to do that. They need to get in the electric car business. Then you see an expansion of your multiple. Apple's multiple is currently 44. Compare that with Tesla. Okay, but now back to Microsoft, okay? Microsoft is still growing. They're expected to continue to grow by 12 to 13% per year over the next 5 years. It's currently ranked number 205 out of 5,620. Where can you find the next Microsoft? Maybe it's the current Microsoft. Where can you find the next Apple? What's wrong with the current Apple? Anyways, we'll make Microsoft. MSFT, our featured stock of the day. Believe it or not, it's one of our largest holdings because we own it in two of our portfolios. And when you only own about 23 stocks in each portfolio, and you own them in two portfolios, that's a huge position here at our firm. So we're benefiting today on this big breakout in MSFT, our featured stock of the day. Not a recommendation, an example of how the Best Stocks Now app works. Combining momentum with valuation. We have been inundated with phone calls here recently. The guys aren't complaining. They're excited. They love talking to people. And they're always, you know, they text me a message anytime something happens. My text goes off all day long. Beep, 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 beep. Sounds like a Geiger counter. Well, I love to hear that Geiger counter going. It must mean we're doing something right here at Gunderson Capital. And we're unconstrained, doggone it. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.